Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. Mr. Clapton, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We update it every day. We continue to improve it, and we will continue to do so. So look for some new stuff any day now from our website. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, and don't forget to take the poll question while you're there. Be sure to we ask a different question every week, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Bob Negan is with us. He's got stuff all over our website. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, coming up on 8 years. And he's one of our top retail experts. He's the co-author, along with his wife, Susan, of the book Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you online.
Go to Whiz Bang Training. That's the Whiz with an H. Whiz Bang, as in firecrackertraining.com.
Right, whizbangtraining.com, and I know you're helping small business owners all over the country with your package, especially retailers, and with your program to help them get off the dime. What are you helping them with these days, Bob, with regard to combining their brick and mortar, traditional business, people coming in the door, where you know their name, that kind of thing, and the increasing desire of customers to have you do some connecting with them online,
right?
Or electronically, so, at least. If not online, maybe it's text or email or something like that.
Sure, there's several things. Today, in retail, in all small business, but particularly in retail, it's all about the relationship. I mean, your comment, it's the age of the customer, is so true. And if you're an independent retailer, the deal is you want to feel like you know me. You want to feel mm-hmm. connected to my store. And so electronically, first and foremost, email marketing is the single most effective way for you to communicate.
You still like email?
With your customers. Oh, I still love email.
I really do believe that's true for especially for Main Street retail.
That's exactly right. And there's something for Main Street retail, and Facebook is great. I love Facebook, and we encourage everybody to have a Facebook page. The problem with Facebook is that Facebook owns it. Facebook controls
That's
it.
Right.
You don't control it.
That's right.
And but you do control your list. And I like mobile. I think that right now a lot of customers, a lot of people push back on getting a text message about something, and so.
But I think that's going to be less and less, though. But when you talk about mobile, it's not just about texting. It's also about your mobile. Your site needs to be mobile ready.
That's exactly correct. We were surprised at how many people are reading our tip of the week. One of the things I'd love to encourage your listeners to do is to go to our website and to sign up for our tip of the week. And we were really surprised at how many people are reading our tip on their mm-hmm. on their phones. So you're correct there. And the other thing that's real important and germane to this conversation is websites. Having a static, outdated, bad-looking, website is a big mistake that people are making.
Mm-hmm.
Today's independent retailer has to have a website that's fun, that has a lot of great information, that is keyword optimized so people can find it on local search. And, it's no longer enough to throw a website up there. It's real important. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be robust. But it has to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole electronic component is so important. And,
another thing I want to stick in there, Bob, is that folks, and I've said this before, when it comes to mobile, don't worry about having an app. If you need an app, maybe you don't, but long before an app, you need to have your website where it fits in the small, a version of your website fits in the small aspect ratio of a cell phone, of a smartphone, because more and more people are using those for more and more parts of their lives. And yes. if your website is tiny on their screen, and even though they can reach down and pinch it out, they're still not going to want to do that if they don't have to.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Going back to what we talked about in the first section here, Jim, this is part of, you as a small business person really being able to look at your business with a critical eye and say, look, it doesn't make any difference what I don't know or what I don't like. This is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be a web designer, but you have to find one that you can work with, that can do all
this. This is not something that's optional, is it?
No. And you cannot put, it is not optional, and you cannot put your head in the sand and pretend that it's going to go away. Those are the people who are making the excuses. Those are the dinosaurs who are playing victim and are going to have some hard times ahead.
If your business is not performing, folks, and we said in the previous segment, you can't blame it on the economy anymore. It's probably because you're not meeting your customers' expectations. And Bob, more and more customer expectations, the new ones are being found online and electronically, aren't they?
Absolutely. So let me give an example.
I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up. I'll have to get you back on again real soon, and so you can teach us some more stuff. WhizBang Training is the website. The book is Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob Negan is the author, along with Susan Negan. He'll be back another day. I will be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.